This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a day-long visit to his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, today. He inaugurated R.J. Sankara Eye Hospital and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects at Sigra Stadium. The projects include 7 airport projects in 5 states worth over 6,100 crore rupees. In the Kashmir Valley, an encounter broke out between security forces and territories after a suspicious movement was spotted by security forces along LOC in Uri area of North Kashmir's Baramulla district. According to a social media post of Srinagar-based Chinar Corps, the joint anti-infiltration operation in the area was launched by Indian Army and Jammu and Kashmir Police. When terrorists were challenged by security forces, they opened indiscriminate fire, which was effectively retaliated, resulting in the encounter. An explosion has been reported outside a Central Reserve Police Force school in Delhi's Rohini this morning. Delhi police has reached the spot where the school was found damaged with a foul smell. The glasses of nearby shop and a car parked near the shop were found damaged. Police said that no one was injured in the incident. Talking to reporters, Delhi Police PRO Sanjay Tyagi said the experts from the Forensic Department, Crime Team and the Special Cell have reached the spot and are investigating the matter. He said the cause of the incident is being ascertained. The National Investigation Agency team has also reached the spot where the blast was heard. In Rajasthan, 12 people lost their lives in a road accident last night on National Highway in Dholpur. The incident occurred when a sleeper bus and an auto rickshaw collided. Most of the deceased were children and women. The bus driver and the conductor are in critical condition at the district hospital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the accident. Over 70 people are reported killed in an Israeli attack at Beit Lahia in the northern part of Gaza. It is feared that many more people might be trapped under rubble. Gaza's government media office said the death toll is expected to rise as rescue operations were still underway. Meanwhile, the Israeli Defense Forces have called the casualty figures as exaggerated. The latest strikes come after a drone was launched towards Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house. In response to that, Mr. Netanyahu had warned the Hezbollah and called it a grave mistake. He said the assassination attempt will not deter him or Israel from eliminating the terrorists and those who dispatch them. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, has said in the field of sports, the central government has set goals to take India among the top 10 best-performing countries in the world. He was addressing the inaugural ceremony of upgraded Sports Authority of India golf course in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The 19th edition of the Delhi Half Marathon was held in the national capital today. Olympic champion Joshua Cheptegei of Uganda won the men's title, and in the women's category, Alamadis Ayayu of Ethiopia attained the first position. Thousands of people participated in the marathon, which began from Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium and returned to finish outside the stadium complex. New Zealand defeated India by 8 wickets in the first test at Ramaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today, taking 1-0 lead in the 3-match series. The visitor overhauled the second innings target of 107 runs by India, losing 2 wickets on the 5th day today. India scored 462 in their second innings before being bowled out yesterday. The visitor registered their first test win in India in 36 years. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand will face South Africa in the summit clays at the Dubai International Stadium this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. With both teams reaching the summit clays for the first time, the tournament is guaranteed a fresh champion for the first time since 2016. Hockey India has named the 22-member squad for the upcoming bilateral series against the reigning world champions Germany in New Delhi. The Indian team will be led by Harmanpreet Singh with vice-captain Vivek Sagar Prasad. The two-match series will be played at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium on October 23rd and 24th. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.